We've tried to get the right balance between giving the players a bit of time off, but also getting some work. So they had the weekend off, trained hard on Monday, a couple of days again this week, and then back to the work today. So we're certainly doing the preparation as if it was still like the first month of the season. We're getting the right balance between fitness work, keeping them ticking over, but also it's been a long season as well, so we've got to keep them fresh. So two games to go. I've put in some good performances, and I think when you look back on the last four or five games, we've played very well. We've not been in holiday mode. First half against MK Dons could have been cricket score. Birmingham showed the character desire from 2-0 down, and obviously the Burnley game was, as much as we lost and disappointed to lose, we give them a real run for the money. So the players have given everything still at this late part of the season.
If you take Burnley as the benchmark, as the side at the top of the Championship, how far off them do you think you are in terms of preparation for next season?
Well, I think when you look at the two games that we've played against them, we've given two very difficult games. Obviously, the first one that we won, and I think we won deservedly so. And the other night, they just had that extra little bit of quality. I think top end of the pitch, they've got threats. But the one big thing that we analysed from the game was that they work so hard for each other as a team. They all know what they're doing. They get up to support the front people. They get back to help the defenders out. So it's just that's the big thing that we noticed the other night, as well as the quality that they've got within the group as well. So we're not a million miles away, but obviously it's things that we keep striving for and working towards for over the next season and the season after that, maybe.
With that said, it's a big summer ahead for you, isn't it, in terms of players that you'll be looking to bring in and ones that you maybe want to shift out?
Yeah, look, it's always a progression anyway. Each window, we've always said that it's a progression, moving the club forward, and we've proved that last summer with a group of players. We brought new ones in. We went again in January, brought new players in, and we'll do this again in the summer. There'll be players that have played a bit this year, maybe not at the football club, but then there'll be others coming in. That's just a natural progression, and you have to keep moving forward all the time. So we've done a lot of our work in terms of analysing what sort of positions players are available, might be available. Them sort of factors can go out the window because other clubs want new players as well. So we're well sort of down the line of working out what we need. Hopefully over the summer we get the quality and the players that we want to improve us.
As you've highlighted before, goalkeeper is a key issue, isn't it, with Anders Lindegaard, his loan spell ending and Chris Kirtland only on a one-year contract.
Yeah, look, that's a position that we know we need to analyse and look at and see what's available. Look, we've been doing that as we have done all the other positions, so we know what we're looking at. We know what people would like to sign. We've been talking to individuals, clubs as well, so it's part of the process that goes in trying to secure players' contracts for the next season and the seasons after. So whatever whichever one we get, in terms of the goalkeeper, we'll be trying our best to get him that can be a big help to us over the next season, because next season is going to be a tough season again for us because of the teams that are coming down, teams that will stay in the division, but ultimately as well people know a little bit more about you this next year than they did this year.
I mean, you like to keep your cards close to your chest, but has there been conversations with Sam Johnston again and potentially bringing him back to the club?
Well, I don't want to talk about names because it's a bit unfair because other players are at other clubs, so we just want to try and bring as many good players to this football club to help us improve like we did this time last year. Yeah, good players, if they're available, we'll do our utmost to try and bring them to the club.
And in terms of the players you've got on loan at the minute, you've got decisions to make on them as well. With Adam Reach, if Middlesbrough do go up and that looks likely, do you think your chances of keeping him or retaining him are increased?
If you put money on Middlesbrough then, because I wouldn't, it's really tight up there. But it's one of them. We'll just approach that when it's an opportunity to do. I think we've just got to live for this moment in time for the next two games. And then after that, thank Richie for what he's done, because he's been a good player for us, very consistent for us. So we'll have conversation with clubs, individuals, regardless of if they've been at the club before or haven't. So, yeah, I wish Middlesbrough, Burnley and Brighton best of luck over the next few weeks. If the other two teams go up, we might get players out of Burnley and Brighton.
And if you look across the season, Simon, and what a good season it has been, it seems remarkable that you've managed to get to where you are without any of your players reaching double figures. Is that obviously something that you want to address?
Of course, we'd like to have 15, 20 goal scorer, as every other team in the Championship and Premiership, League One, League Two would like to. And we've been unfortunate that Jermaine's not been available for us, but think when you look at Middlesbrough stats, they haven't got anybody into double figures as well. So that just shows that other people are chipping in. If you hard work hard defensively and don't concede, then you only need one goal to win a football match. And that's all it matters about, is winning matches, whether it's 4-0 or 1-0, you only get 3 points. Yeah, the goal difference is different. But yeah, we'd all love to have somebody 20, 15, 20 goals a season, but they come at a price at this level. People need to chip in, as Middlesbrough have proved this year. So it's tough to get 15, 20 goals at any division, never mind in the Championship.
I wonder how much importance then you place on getting a 15-plus striker, because if you look at Andre Gray and his 24 goals, he's obviously contributed to Burnley, but Ross McCormack, for example, and Moussa Dembele, their goals haven't really helped Fulham at the other end of the table.
No, I agree. Two players there that you've talked about, one's worth 11 million, one's worth 8 or 9 million, allegedly. So we're not shopping at that level at this moment in time, or maybe never going to be shopping this level unless we get to the Premier League. But ultimately, it's about making sure that you've got the balance. We've said this all along. If Fulham had been able to keep clean sheets and get the goals that they've got from the strikers, they'd be in the top six without a question of doubt. The other side of it is that Burnley have had Andre Gray firing, but Sam Vokes, and they've kept clean sheets, and that's been the real sort of ingredients for Burnley's success. So I think it does help, but it's not obviously a guarantee, because you have to get the other end of the pitch sorted as well.
I guess the one thing that you didn't have this season is you'll have, hopefully, a fully fit Jermaine Beckford with a pre-season and all the goals and assists he brings.
Well, hopefully, yeah. It'll be nice for him to finish the next two games, have his break, and then come back pre-season. So, again, next year we'll manage him, because he's getting a year older, as some of the other players are, and you have to manage them slightly different to the younger ones. But it'll certainly be nice to have him available more than we have done this year, because we have missed him. We've missed his pace, we've missed his natural instinct for goals, but the other lads have not let us down as well though.
How are you doing on the injury front?
Obviously last week we missed Anders and John Welsh, making progress to see where they are over the next 24 hours. Marnik trained early part of the week, so he's back from injury, and Owen Doyle will be back for the squad from family reasons for missing the Burnley game. So it's where we are. We're not too bad in terms of numbers for this particular game.
And there's a charity match happening this Sunday. Can you just tell us about that and your involvement with it?
Biggest game of the season at Deepdale, definitely. Obviously, we had the game last year for prostate cancer. We're doing the same again this year. Club are doing a community day, family day. So it's going to be been a real good day. We're going to get sort of the players are going to do a signing session 1 till 2 at the ground. Then there'll be entrance into the ground to watch my team of so-called celebrity ex-players, which is a bit of a mixture, to be fair. We've got ex-players from Preston, Matt Lawrenson, Neil Mellor, Paul McKenna, Graham Alexander, Sean Gregan, ex-players Colin Hendry, David Dunn, Emil Heskey, and then I've got Paul Eaton playing musician, and Colton Smith, Craig from Coronation Street. So we've got a mixed bag, playing against a team of people who have auctioned to try and get to play against us. And so it should be a good day. It's going to be Play of the Year awards. There's going to be plenty of stuff for the families to come down and do as well. I think Bowkers from Preston are going to bring a couple of their high-range cars down for the kids to have a look at. There'll be a penalty shootout against Matt Hudson. Play of the Year award, which is a big event. Normally these are done behind closed doors for corporate people, but it's an opportunity for supporters to show their appreciation to one particular player who's going to win this award. So it'd be great to have as many people down as possible. Enjoy sort of the day and sort of a bit of a celebration of what happened last year at Wembley, because we didn't really get a chance to do it too much, but ultimately as well to recognise what we've done this year, because I do feel that this club's come a long way in the last few years in being a united football club between the staff, the players, the management and the supporters as well. So try and get everybody down on a bank holiday Sunday. Hopefully the sunny climates of Preston will make it a fantastic day, but get as many people down as possible and try and raise as much money as possible as well.